Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 2nd June 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia recorded a total of 1,809 new COVID-19 infections as of midnight Wednesday. According to the Ministry of Health, there are currently 23,048 active cases, with two more deaths reported. Meanwhile, there were 1,911 new recoveries reported as well. As of yesterday, about 82.9% are fully vaccinated against the virus. The Yang di-Pertuan Agong Al Sultan Abdullah and Raja Permaisuri Agong Tunku Haja Aziza Aminah earlier today launched the Nicole David Organisation at the Bukit Jalil Golf and Country Resort. Dato' Nicole David established the organisation together with co-founder, former Colombian squash player Mariana Di Reyes, to empower children between 8 and 12 years old and from low and middle income families via sport and education, which includes squash training, English tutoring and life skill workshops in collaboration with the United States Embassy in Kuala Lumpur. Penang Police Chief Datuk Muhammad Shuhaili Muhammad Zain today said that there have been 233 suicide cases from 2020 to May 2022. Muhammad Shuhaili said, based on statistics, a total of 20 cases were at Penang Bridge, in which 7 were for this year as at May. On the international front, as Shanghai lifted its 8-week lockdown for most of its 25 million residents, the relief is overtaken by frustration that they now face hours of waiting in line for virus tests as a negative result is needed to be allowed to enter public spaces. Authorities have built 15,000 testing sites and trained thousands of workers to swab throats, as citizens are required to have proof that they have taken a COVID test within the last 72 hours. And Oklahoma police said 4 people were killed by a gunman at the Netley building at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, following which the gunman killed himself as well. The shooting is the latest in a string of deadly assaults by gunmen that have rocked the US in the past month, as Americans are still grappling with grief and anger over the shooting at a Texas school just over a week ago. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit esrawani.com for more on these stories.